As Hashem is Baruch, we begin Perek Shleish Asa, the 13th chapter in the Rambam's Hilchas Gezeil, but written the laws of robbery and the lost object in the Sefer Nezikin Book of Damages. We will continue the second half of these halachas of a lost object. Where in this Perek we discuss regarding the obligation to make an announcement and how much to be involved and busy with this lost object. As Rambam begins halachas regarding the announcements. Hamoitze Aveda, if someone finds a lost object, Shu Chayv Lachzira, which is the type of lost object that he has to return it, Chayv Lachrez Ola Olohidia. So he has to make an announcement regarding it, and to let people know, but I meant to say, Misha Avalei Min Plaini, whoever lost this type of thing, Yavav Itin Siman Amitol, should come and bring identifying features, signs, Vitol, and then he could take it. Now, Afalei Sashav Apruta Beisamatsi, even if it's worth only a pruta, when he found it, and even Vahuzla went down now less than a pruta, Chayv L'Hachos Lai, he still has to make an announcement regarding it, because when he found it, there was an obligation at that point, it was worth a Shav Apruta already. Now, for Evan Gavoyah Heisa Chuslu Yerushalayim, there was actually a very large stone out of Yerushalayim. Shaha Allah Hoy Machrisin, that was on that stone. Evan Atayin, that they used to make the announcements over there, and everyone knew if you lost something, you went over there. Halacha Beis, now Ketzav Machris. How do you make an announcement? Which we're coming to explain what we said in the previous halacha, that you say, Min Plain, this type of thing. So, how do you announce? So, in Matzah Mois, if he found money, Machris, he announces, Mishal B'le Mabeah. Whoever lost a coin, but it doesn't say which one. So to announce the Mishabal Ksus, if someone lost a garment, a behemoth, or an animal, or stores of documents, Yavav Itin Siman Mi'itol should come, bring identifying features, and take it. And the Inuchesh, he doesn't have to be concerned, Mnishadiyah Minaveda, what he already said, what type of thing was lost, Lavisha Inamachzir, because he's not going to return it, Achit and Siman Mavakim, until the person can give distinctive characteristics about it. So even though he said a watch, a shirt, it doesn't make a difference, the guy has to tell you what type. Halacha Gimel, regarding the obligation of inspecting the one who's claiming that the lost object is his. So, Bopal Aveda, let's say the owner of the lost object comes, but Nasan Saman Mishin Mavakim. He gives identifying features that are not so distinctive. Say, Machzirinla, you don't give it back to him. Achriyem Saman Mavakim, until he says distinctive features about the watch, or whatever the object is. Vaharamai, now regarding someone who's a deceiver, Afabisha Amma Saman Mavakim, even if he says identifying distinctive features, Ein Machzirinla, you don't return it to him. Achriyem Aidim Sheshulah, until he brings witnesses that it's his. Because Amr Chacham, the sages says a pasuk in Devarim, "V'hoi imcha, it should be with you the lost object." Adrei shechicha, which simply translated is until your brother seeks it from you. But adrei shechicha actually sounds like atchatachka acharav, until you seek your brother. You mean you investigate regarding him in Meramehu Umlav if he's a deceiver or not. And if he's a deceiver, then you don't just give it back with the simanim. He has to bring edim that it's his. Halacha dal. Now, Berushayin in the beginning, whoever loses a lost object, and they would come and give it signs. They would give it back to him. Unless he was established to be a deceiver, like we said, then he has to bring witnesses. But once the deceivers started becoming so many, and it was like almost more than not, so the courts instituted that you should tell to the guy who was claiming that it's a lost object, first you have to bring witnesses that you're not a deceiver, and then you can take with the siman that you bring. Now, the distinctive identifying features, we rely on them, the dun al PM, and we educate law cases based on them, b'chol makom, in all places, meaning even by prohibitory law, to return a get of a woman with simanim, to permit a neguna because of signs we saw on the dead man's body, and that's din tarei, that's according to biblical law. Now, that's simanim muvhakim. Now the Rambam says, a lower level, which are not as muvhakim, they're not what's called muvhakim b'yaisa, they're just regular muvhakim, v'amida, the measurements, oya mishkal, or the weight, oya minyo, the number, oya mokayim ha'vedo, or the place of where it's lost, those siman mavakim, those are distinctive features. Again, that would help by an aveda, wouldn't help by those prohibitory law. And then there are those that are not mavakim. That's three different categories of simanim. Halacha vav. Now, boish naim. Let's say two people come, and each one is claiming that the lost object fell from him. Zenos and siman aveda. This one's giving signs of the lost object. Zenos and siman aveda. And this one's giving the signs of the lost object. Kamash nasachah, just like the other one gave. So leit and leitel zeb lezei. Don't give it to either one of them. Because each one's giving simanim, el timonachas, rather it's left, until one either admits to the other one, or they make a compromise between them. But let's say one of them brought signs, and the other one brings witnesses. So give it to the one who has witnesses that it's his. Let's say someone brings signs, the other one brings signs, and one witness says it's his. We consider the single witness as he's not, because you need two witnesses for monetary law. And you leave it because it's like one against one with someone. Halacha Zayin. Now let's say much a similar v'kiyetzibah. Let's say someone finds a garment or things similar like that. And this guy brings witnesses to say that was the tailor, that it was specially woven for me. This was my custom order. And he has witnesses who could testify that it was woven for him. But the other one brings witnesses that it actually fell from him. They saw that this garment fell from his knapsack. So he didn't lay it in the field. They give it to the one who has witnesses that it fell from him, because we say, yeah, this guy had it woven for him, custom order, but then he sold it to this guy, and then he has witnesses that it fell from him. Let's say not meet this arkel. Let's say one guy gives the measurement of its length. But the other one gives the measurement of the width. Each mission doesn't meet this arka. You give it to the one that gave the measurement of the length, because the one who gave the measurement of the width is not so distinctive, because it's possible for the deceiver to evaluate, to estimate, meet this rachba, the measurement of the width, when he saw him wearing it, he's like, oh, okay, that looks like that amount. It's easier to evaluate the width, and therefore he's giving the width. When he's giving the length, it's more identifying that he's the owner. Let's say someone gave the measurement of the limb and the width. The other one knows exactly the weight. So you give it to the one who's exactly with the weight, because that's very hard to know. The length, it's still a little bit easier, and therefore it's not as identifying as the weight. Let's say one give the measurement of the length and the width. The other one give the measurement of the borders of the garment. You give it to the one who give the measurement of the length and the width, because again, that's more identifying than just the measurement of the borders. Now, Halacha Chas, Ram qualifies the timing and the place of where the announcements are made. So, B'rishayin, in the beginning, Kol Mishamatz Aveda, whoever would find the lost object, he would make announcements for it on the three Yom Tovim that came after he found it. The regular Rishon, the first Yom Tov, he would say, Rishon, this is the first Yom Tov, I make an announcement. Shein, the second one, Oymer Shein, he would say the second one. Shlishi, by the third one, Machris Tam, you just make an announcement without saying a number, because the guy, maybe he'll confuse, did he say two, did he say three, not going to know if this is the last opportunity or not. But if you don't say anything, then everyone knows, oh, this is the last time. Now, Acha, regular Acha, now, after the last Yom Tov, that is the third one in the row that he's the last time he's announcing, then B'Shibas Yamim, for the next 7 days, Machris Pam Rabbi, he announced a fourth time. Why? So that the one who heard it is the last chance, that the one who heard it could be able to go to his house, B'shleishas Yom, because the furthest away that we concerned for is 3 days away. B'mash Caleb, and to look through his stuff to see maybe this is what I lost. B'yavz B'shleishas Yom, and to take 3 days to get back. And then he comes back and he sees him the seventh day, this guy's making nazm, and says, hey, that's mine, I lost it, that's how it used to be. Now, Allah attests, however, Meshachar Beis HaMikdash is kidding, but when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, where there's no more Aliyah L'Regel in the sense that everyone coming to the Beis HaMikdash, and you can't, it's not the best place where you can get every Yid that's coming there, so they instituted Shem HaChrizim B'Fatach HaNesis of Avot HaMadrashas to make the announcement in shuls and in the study halls, where that's where everyone comes to daven and to learn. Now, Meshachar Beis HaNasin B'Amr, but once the people that were mobsters, the people that were forceful, and there were so many of them, and they would come and they would say, Hamatzi Shal Melechi, oh, the king, the found object belongs to the king, to the government, and they would confiscate it. So they instituted, just let the neighbors and those who know and the area, and that's enough, because you can't make large announcements, because then it's going to be taken away. Now, Halacha Yud. Let's say Hichris. Let's say he made the announcement, let's say in time of the Beis HaMikdash, or in the shuls in the Beis HaMidrash, or Hidia, or later on, when they were just letting people in the area know when there were these anasim. But the owner doesn't come forward. So the found object is going to stay over there with him, the one who found it, until Eliyahu Hanavi comes along and tells us whose it is. Now, as long as the lost object is by him, if it gets stolen or lost, he's responsible for its insurance. Now, if some beyond his control, then Pati's exempt. Because Shashem Aveda, because we qualify the one who's watching a lost object, like someone who's getting paid wages to watch, which is Chayv Mgenei Aveda, but it's Pater from Einzel. Why is he considered like Hashem HaSachar? What type of wages is he getting? Because since he's engaged in the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, V'nifter Mekam Mitzvah, and therefore he's exempt from many positive commandments, let's say that where it would cause a loss to him. For example, let's say if a poor man's knocking on the door and he's busy like taking care of this object, he's Oisik B'mitzvah, he'd be Pater from Mitzvah, and therefore that's like Hashem HaSachar, you're like the watching, you're gaining monetarily. As long as he engaged in watching it, where he's like shaking out the garment for its need, as we're going to explain later on, and then he's busy, because or else, just because he has an Aveda doesn't mean he doesn't have to do mitzvahs, but at the time when he's busy, he will be gaining on that, so there is somewhat of a schar, and therefore he's going to be chayiv and gnev Aveda. Now, look it off, continuing this idea, like we said, that because he is engaged in actually taking care of it, tzarech levaker. So there's this engagement that he has to be busy with the lost object, which the guy is not claiming. Tzarech levaker zaveidu levatko. One has to check out regarding the lost object and to inspect it. Kedeshleidipasid v'tem meles, that it shouldn't get ruined and lost just by itself, by just deteriorating. Shemekah says in the Pasik, in Devar, you should return it to him, which is Re'a Heich Teshavinu, see how you're going to return to him, make sure it actually gets returned in its appropriate state. Ketzet Hausel. So let's say he finds a garment made out of wool. So Manana, Achas L'Shashemem, every 30 days you have to shake it out, because you don't want it to get moldy and eaten by moths. But you shouldn't shake it out with a stick, because that might tear it. And also, don't do it with two people, because if you're holding on two different ends and shaking it, it might stretch it more than what's necessary. But you just stretch it out over a bed, just for its need of airing out. But it's only if you're stretching out for the needs of just taking care of the garment, but not if it's for the garment and for his own personal needs, let's say to cover the bed. And moreover, let's say he has guests coming up to his house, he shouldn't stretch it in front of them, even if he's only doing it for the needs of the garment, because it might get stolen. So you have to make sure you take care of it, that it gets returned as it is to the owner. Let's say he finds a wooden vessel. So he uses it, that it shouldn't rot. Because if you just leave it, it then deteriorates. If you use it, actually keeps it and maintains it. Let's say he finds a copper vessel. You could use it with hot, and for sure with cold. But not on the fire itself. Because that wears it down. If he finds a silver vessel, he should use it only cold. But not with hot. Because that's going to blacken the silver. Let's say he finds shovels and hatchets. He should use them with soft things. Because now it's something hard. Because it's going to ruin it. Let's say he finds golden vessels or glass vessels or garments made out of linen where shaking it out is actually going to ruin it. And regarding gold, it doesn't need anything in glass. Those things you don't touch until your nabi comes along. Okay, just like we're saying all these things regarding a lost object, so do we say regarding a deposit that someone gave you to watch, that he went overseas, he's going to be away for a long time. Same thing, you have to maintain it by doing all these things. Let's say he found svarim, books, scrolls. So you should read from them once every 30 days. Again, that maintains it, that it doesn't just deteriorate. The many day liquors, but unless he doesn't know how to read, so fine, goylem, just roll the pages, kol shalosh yamim, every 30 days. But a person should never read from it and learn from it something that he never learned before, where it's his initial interest in this thing, because he's going to dwell over it in one place a very long time, because it's the first time he's learning it, and that's not for the benefit of the sefer. Moreover, leikur parsha b'yishna, you shouldn't read a parsha and then repeat it a second time. And leikur parsha b'tarik, you shouldn't read the parsha and translate it. And believe it by Yosef Mishlei Shadapin. Shouldn't open up in the scroll more than three pages because it might fall and then might get ruined. Believe Yishnaim Kher Mishnei Inyon. You shouldn't have two people reading from two different topics. Because maybe this guy might be pulling to read this part. He's going to pull to read this part. And the safe is going to come worn out. Avol Kher Him Ben Yechem. They can read the same topic where they're both just trying to read the same thing. And believe Kher Shleish B'Sefer Echad. But three should not be reading from one scroll. But in one topic, because there's only that much headspace you get in there, and someone's going to pull it and ruin it. Halachi Dalt. Let's say someone finds tefillin. So what he does is a shum demeim. He evaluates the monetary value of the tefillin. And he puts it on himself. Because tefillin is something that's very much found by everyone. And if, let's say, someone who lost once tefillin, he could buy tefillin anywhere. And tefillin only meant for the mitzvah purpose. So we're not concerned that he's going to be specifically wanting his tefillin. So just evaluate it, and then you could use it, and you have the monies in case the owner comes to give him the monetary value. Halakha tezvav. Matzah davishish beruchem. Let's say he finds somebody that has a living spirit, a creature. Shari tzaruchu lachila, where he has to feed the animal. So if it's a creature that does work, and it also consumes, so you could feed it the work that it's creating. Let's say a cow or a donkey, where it works and has to be fed. So what you do is, so you engage with these animals for a period of 12 months. I mean, you don't sell them right away like with film, because the one who loses it, he specifically wants his animal who he knows how to do work with it. So he engages with them 12 months. No, we didn't require more than that. From the day that it's found, and then he leases out these animals. And he takes the wages. And whatever wages he makes, he uses it to feed the animals. Now, let's say the wages were more than how much the animal needs to be fed. The increase of value goes to the owners. So regarding the hens, chickens. So you sell their eggs, and you feed them the value of the money you're making off selling the eggs for all 12 months. But from that point onwards, he just evaluates the monetary value of these creatures. And then it's his and the owner's in a partnership, 50-50, which is for the wages that he's getting for being busy with the chickens. Just like anyone who evaluates an animal from his friend, which is the animal is owned by someone else. The other one's going to do the work, so they take 50-50 because that's how the partnerships work. I'll give the finances and you just do the work. So that's the same thing. It'll be split 50-50 from this point onward. Halacha design, matzah gol mesiachin. Let's say someone finds young calves and young foals, which they consume, but they don't do any work. Shel ri'i, which they graze in the pasture and it doesn't require so much effort taking care of them. So b'tal b'em shalosh chodashim. So there he takes care of them for 3 months. That's how much he has to be busy with it. Now b'shal b'ria, let's say from a healthy animal, where he has to feed them, and it's going to cost a lot of money. Well then shalosh miyam, then it only requires 30 days. Avazim, b'tanagom, g'dayim, regarding geese and large chickens, which that they produce their own food. So metabem shleish miyam, so he has to be busy with them for 30 days. But matzikatanim, but he finds young ones, we have to feed them, and it's a lot of effort and a lot of expenses that go into that. Or anything that the work is going to be more than how much he's going to make over them. Metabem shleish miyam, only has to be involved with them for a period of 3 days, because maybe the owner is going to come. But from that point onwards, moichem mebezdin, he sells it in the courts. And mechem pays something regarding produce, if he finds fruits, shezchil laharkav is starting to deteriorate, but kaseim and things like that, moichem mebezdin, he sells in the courts. Now halachi zem maya asa b'dam. What does he do with the monies now that he has from selling these items off? So yinasnu lo maitze, they're given to the one who found these objects until the owner comes along, and the yeshlo rishus l'shamishpim, he has permission to use those monies. Lefikach different nensub, if there's an oinus that happens to those monies. Kugin shatrafim guys, let's say these marauding mobs come and grab it away, oituvu bayam, or it drowns in the sea. Chayav l'sham, he has to pay it back to the owner. Vav pishul inshamishbim, even if he didn't use those monies, because the rights to be able to use it really obligates him in the oinus. Because Jekibin sheyesh l'rishus l'shamishbim, since he has permission to use them, harem es l'kashayla, it's like as if he borrowed them, and the borrower is liable for the monies that he borrowed, even if he didn't use it. Now, alocha yitches, but when we say this alocha, is bidmei haveda, is when there was a lost object and it was sold off, and you have the monetary value of that lost object. Because since he was busy with this object, so the chacham gave him permission to use those monies as an assumption that the owner of the lost object would agree to it, because he appreciates that this guy went through the effort to go ahead and take care of a little bit and then sell it off, and these are the monies. But of a mois haveda, but let's say they were monies that were lost, and this he found those monies. Then the owner, why should you use my monies? He's not allowed to use it. And actually, levikar livim of the oinus, if it gets lost through an oinus, pati is exempt. Shari shem esacher, because now he's not a shoyl anymore. He can't use it. He's just watching it for wages, which we said because he's oisik mitzvah potim in the mitzvah, and therefore he could save himself some money on tzedakah. Kamashon, like we explained in halacha yud, so he's actually going to be exempt from oinus in that case. Halacha yates, we're going to giving back the expenses. So all those days that he's busy with this lost object, before he sells it off in the courts, everything according to what date line that is, so if he's feeding it from his own monies, because he has to take care of the animal, he's going to collect that from the owners. Says the Rambam, it appears to me that he actually could take it and collect even without an oath. They take an oath because of rectification of the world, because if he's not, then he's not going to be interested in taking care of this lost object. So to Amit Mitziv, if someone finds a lost object, Lo Yeshava, he doesn't have to swear. So let's say he finds a purse with 10 liras, and the one who lost it says it was 20 liras. Doesn't have to swear. Then you take an item because of tikkun, fixing for the world. Shemati Yomi Yeshava, because they're going to say the one who found it, and the guy's claiming, wait a second, it was more, he's going to have to swear. He's going to leave the found object, and he's going to go walk away. He doesn't have to swear. Who wants to be in a situation of swearing? Swearing is a very severe thing. So Afilu Matzakis, even if he finds a purse, V'toin Bala Matziah, and the owner of the found object is claiming, Shashnek Kisim Kshurim Hayu, what do you mean? There was two persons that were tied to each other. And the EF Shashimatze Echad, and it can't be that you found one. Elam Nimsa Achar Kashim, unless you found the other one that was tied with it, doesn't make a difference. Harizla Yeshaveh is not going to have to swear again, because of Tikkun Olam, we don't require the one that finds the lost object to make an oath.